Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Thursday morning to you. The time is 7:39 on this October the 7th edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or listen on the free WRHI app. We stream live on Facebook, and all of our interviews, you can go to WRHI.com and go back and download and share and do all that fun stuff. Talking about fun, when it comes to nature and exploring the great outdoors, who would know it better than Tom Dissington? In here, he is the Environmental Compliance Outreach Coordinator for the York County. And I'm telling you what, you've got some exciting news to share with us today.
I really do. We finally got approval from the County Council to go ahead and start slowly developing the 1,900 acres that the county purchased just about a year ago over just due east of the city. It's about 10 minutes from downtown, so it is extremely accessible, and it is just 1,900 acres of beautiful wilderness.
It's called River Bend, and it got its name from what the 90-degree turn of the river, Catawba River, along the park's border. Right. You also like to describe it as Jurassic Park without the dinosaurs.
So it's a little
Sign me up.
A little safer that way, although I have to admit I wouldn't mind riding some of the dinosaurs, but on the flip side, there are lots of bald eagles, just regular birds of prey, flocks of turkey, herds of deer, raccoons all over the place. Just any animal that you can think of that should be around here is out there in multitude, and it is absolutely beautiful.
So this is 1,900 acres of it's going to be preserved natural land. Can we say it's similar to what we know as the Greenway in Fort Mill?
Yes. The process we have to go through in order to get it kind of up to that point, we have to do what are called conservation easements to basically protect the land in perpetuity, so we can't put a strip mall or an apartment complex or an industrial park out there. This is only going to be used for the recreational benefit of your county citizens, but I assure you everybody from the Carolinas are going to want to come out here.
If we can kind of the best that we can describe where this piece of property is to folks who are listening, to assume that they know about 50% of about Rock Hill, kind of walk us through where this property is.
Sure. Due east of the city, about 10 minutes, this was part of the property that was originally known as the Bowater Seed Farm. For those people who have been out here long enough, you'll still be able to find huge stands of beautiful pine trees out there that are just absolutely enormous, largest ones I've ever seen. It was then purchased by another company that was going to develop it because the Dave Lyle Extension was going to be going through there, but that kind of fell apart because we couldn't get the funding for the bridge to go over to Indian land. So then it just sat there, and we were able to snatch it up at a great price. And it was just a unicorn out there. I mean, you're not going to find 2,000 contiguous acres in York County or any of the Carolinas with all of the amenities that this land has.
You said 5 miles of the Catawba River?
Right. Just about 5 miles, and we're eventually going to be putting in some kayak or some boat launches out there so you can even continue your trip from Riverwalk and just kind of come down to here, which will be outstanding.
Okay.
There's lots of opportunities.
So does this continue past where the Riverwalk is now, where we know the Riverwalk, that development along?
Right, this will still be downstream from that. So you add another couple miles onto your float trip.
So to your point, because I know a lot of folks kayak, so when they do, they get off right there at the pump house, maybe go a little further and get off right there. If not, they have to go all the way to Lansford Canal.
Right. This would be a lot easier to get to.
Well, the Catawba Indian Reservation, they also have an outlet there as well, which is a little bit closer to Rock Hill. So this provides a nice halfway point maybe for folks that put in up there in Fort Mill.
Right.
Where will you begin? I mean, right now this is just beautiful land. Like you said, a unicorn. Where will you begin in the process of preparing it for all of us to enjoy?
Great question. First off, as I said, we have to protect the land and make sure that we have the proper zoning in place. So we're allowed to put these things in here, but they can't be put into other places. So it's kind of a unique thing that we have to work on from a legal standpoint. But the phase one is really what you're asking about, Patty. Phase one will be basically two small parking lots, about 40 cars each, in slightly different locations, with a bathroom at each place. I'm sure we'll put some lighting in out there, and about 10, maybe 12 miles of trails. The nice thing is most of the trails are already made. I can drive a truck or an ATV down most of them because they were the fire breaks that Bo Water had put in, you know, for the different plots. So we just have to kind of groom those, and they are almost ready made for biking and hiking right off the bat.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So it'll be it once we get the kind of the ball rolling here for phase one, we'll be open for business.
We're speaking with Tom Dissington with York County about this property. It's called the River Bend. This is 1,900 acres that the county bought about a year ago. It is, 5 miles along the Catawba River. So the amount of recreation that will be in that facility is just it's like an artist, right? Like the palette is so blank right now. It's what's up, whatever you all can come up with and can whatever you can do. What do you envision this 5-10 years down the road? Do you hope to have concerts there? Do you hope to have trail races, bike races there, paddling competitions? Kind of explain or what the vision is down the road.
Well, I kind of did some personal brainstorming on this over about a month or so, and I've already got 3 pages of bullet points of different things that I can put in there.
You've got phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, phase yeah. 5, phase 6, dot, dot, dot.
This really is about a 2025 year project. This is going to outlive, frankly, all of us. Could I see concerts out there? Absolutely. I would love to see a triathlon using biking, running, and then kayaking along the river, which would be spectacular. There is a very eclectic house out there I'd love to see turned into a special events venue. It would be one of the coolest places to get married in the Carolinas. Anywhere with it. It's not bad having a 75-acre front yard right on the river.
Not at all.
There is the huge greenhouse I'd love to have. The master gardeners, maybe even do a farm-to-table program there with places.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different opportunities for things. The list just keeps going.
Well, he's speaking our language.
Oh, an educational component.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Being active, and to your point, a triathlon, which would be fantastic. You know, the ideas are endless, all the way to one day possibly having dinosaurs at the park.
Oh, well, people dress like doing that dinosaur run that you showed me the video of a couple of days ago.
Yeah, maybe the inflatable T-Rex competition.
Yes.
I could see that as a component.
That
would be pretty good. Nothing else I'd pay just to see that.
Do you think we'll go so far in the future we kind of catch ourselves back in the past, and that way we can combine all that together?
Hopefully you and I won't be here long enough to actually see that come to fruition. But in the meantime, there are plenty of other animals there for us
yes,
to enjoy.
That is
are
so
you
true.
Looking for any volunteers and things like that to help along with this project?
The irony is everyone that I ever bring out there, they immediately want to tender their resume. Please let me work out here. Please let me work
yes.
out here. I even had one sheriff's deputy said, look, I don't have a girlfriend, but I'm willing to go out and get one if we can get married out here. So I've already booked a wedding out here. So I do know a single deputy out there who's,
Put my thinking cap on.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom, folks can follow along the progress. Is there a Facebook page, or how can they follow along?
Right now, we've got just something put up on the York County Gov website to kind of highlight some things. And the more and more things get progressing along in terms of how we add things, when we can actually put dates on things.
Yes.
I promise you I will let you know as soon as possible.
Great.
And I will be out here advertising this as much as I possibly can.
You're always welcome, because you either bring funny poop emojis, squishy things, or today you brought us, you call this a jeweler's pin, or
Chitapen with a couple extra bells and whistles on
the top. I'm telling you, I could clean Lucas's teeth. I mean, not that I need to, but the little drill and things like that are so small. You could do a lot of things. Plus a light. That's so cool. Thank you.
Tom Dissington again with York County. Thank you so much for your leadership on this. I know it's part of your job, but you also, there's a part of you that likes to do this because it's good for the environment. It's good for Mother Nature, and it's good for us and as humans in the end. And what a fantastic piece of property. What a great playground in York County, 1,900 acres along the Catawba River.